You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
To me, you're like the Holy Spirit. You are all places at all times.
Looking ahead to 2020, one reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news. I wrote about this saying you're currently leading the pack among 2020 contenders on the Democratic side.
Look, I think you're doing a hell of a job. I don't think you're in this for money.
Oh, excuse me, I've got to get sick. I think I'm going to be sick. This July 9th, 2021, those are comments made all about Michael Avenatti, celebrity lawyer, criminal, 30 months in prison, and still has two more trials to come. The views you were hearing at that point, different audio cuts and video cuts, if you're watching us on YouTube, from The View, CNN, NNN, and MSNBC, they were always praising Avenatti. I mean, they were convinced he was going, if he wanted to, he could run and he could be in the White House. Now he's going to be in the big house. Despite all the praise you just heard about him, the sentencing judge said yesterday, Avenatti's conduct was, quote, outrageous. He had become drunk on the power of his platform. It's understandable. He's got all these guys running around, racing after him. Got to get your opinion on this, this, and this. Put you on air. The guy had more time on some of the network cable TV than some of the already paid performers, not journalists. And of course, he's celebrating the beginning because he's representing Stormy Daniel, the porn star who said she had links to Donald Trump. And that was all they needed to know. And that's where that story went. He also stole money from her, something like $300,000 that he won for her in the judgment. He never gave it to her. She's trying to take an accepting role and kind of even a compassionate role. And he is facing two more trials. I don't get any joy out of watching somebody fall from grace. I really don't. I'm really looking at the people that propped him up and made such a big deal of him. We're going to get into that in a lot more detail over the next 2 hours. Also, when parents stand up and they fight back against critical race theory, they get called racist. They get called Bible thumpers. Oh, these are radicalized Christians. Well, actually, some of those standing up and fighting against it are also Jewish, Muslim, other religions. They're not, and some maybe no real religion, but they care about their kids. Because you stand up for your kids, you go to these school board meetings and start pushing back. If you're even thinking of putting CRT in our training schedule for our kids, you better think twice. But they're already being criticized and assaulted by the state-controlled media. We're going to get into that in more detail. CRT is very bad teaching, constantly. I mean, it's wrong. It has no foundation. It's just another way for the left to promote progressive leftist ideas. I'll give you another example. The New York Times praising a teacher providing and promoting what she called pornography literacy, even to first graders. To first graders, sex education for first graders. If that discussion is going to be held, you need to be doing it in your home with your children. Oh, we have a guest today. You're going to love him. He's always a big hit every time we have him on board. John LeBoutier, former U.S. congressman, a Reaganite Republican, not a Trumper, never a Trumper. Got a lot of grounds I want to cover with John. He's up in New York as to how the state is doing now as they're trying to come out from COVID. But at the same time, there's already talk, we may have to be shutting everything down and locking it down again. Plus the crime. Well, I got a lot of things for John, and I know many of you love hearing him. You don't really like what he has to say. But you're going to get a chance to hear from him later over the next 2 hours. And I'm also resurrecting my Obama interview I did with the President Obama, April 13th, 2012, and for a reason. In fact, I have posted it already at Larry Connors USA Facebook. You can see it in its entirety, or that clip, I should say, at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Add your comments or your remarks, slanders, whatever you want. And then we're going to wrap up with a fun story. You might be dumping, or you might know people who dump goldfish in some lakes and rivers. That might not be a good idea. It is still kind of fun, though. A story I want to share with you. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the valley of kings?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We begin the readout tonight with the insidious underbelly of the GQP culture war. Right now, in this summer before the next round of elections, Democrats across the country are preparing to run as they would normally run. But whether they realize it or not, they are running headlong into a cultural wood chipper. Because Republicans aren't running an election. They're waging an all-out war for power that increasingly is based on and steeped in the Trump cult and even white nationalism. And no matter how reckless and dangerous that is, they're doing it, believing it will move white voters.
Well, there you have it. That's the plan of the GOP to win. They're going to frighten all the white voters. That is MSNBC host Joy Reid continuing her attacks on anyone who opposes the teaching of critical race theory. Now she's linking parents who stand up for their children at school boards and said, not here in my school with my kids. We're not going to teach CRT, which is basically teaching kids to look at each other only at the color and make a decision. They're either good, bad, or they're guilty, or they're oppressed. One of the two, or all of them. That does nothing to unite the country and bring us together. And they want to start it at earlier and earlier years. But Joy Reid says this is all a hysteria over race-conscious education. I don't have a problem with race-conscious education when I see the plan and I understand exactly what you're doing. But what you're doing here with CRT is you're trying to make everyone believe everything you achieve or don't achieve, what you get or don't get, is based simply on your color. That is contrary to Martin Luther King on every point. He said, I dreamed at the time that my daughters, we would never have to look at this. They'll never be judged by the color of their skin. Yes, some of that still happens. But now the idea is let's just make all the white kids, or even the light black kids and the light brown kids, make them all oppressors. And then I want to link these parents to QAnon. QAnon, of course, is a far-right conspiracy group. NBC reporting many QAnon followers hatching a plan to run for school board or local office. Same kind of thing Joy Reid is pushing. In the QAnon new plan, run for school board. Now, supposedly also, this QAnon thing, there are so many of these things that surface from time to time. Trying to find the real story and the bottom line is very difficult, even if you're the best investigative reporter. And for most of us, we're not there on the scene. We got to take what we see and then filter it out and say, that looks like that could be too far. Maybe that has some value. And you start trying to do some research. I mean, I've been seeing QAnon according to Wikipedia, which, of course, is not necessarily always factual or truthful. That it's QAnon is a cabal of satanic, cannibalistic pedophiles running a global child sex trafficking ring. Does that sound anything like what Christian Bible-thumping parents defending their children would endorse and join with? But again, here's Joy Reid saying, this is the cry, this is the push.
They're doing it, believing it will move white voters. Look no further than the ongoing hysteria over race-conscious education, what they are shamelessly and falsely misrepresenting as critical race theory. Radicalized parent activists across the country are targeting school boards with behind-the-scenes help from conservative groups. Protesters are swarming those meetings, vowing to revolt against a curriculum they've labeled unacceptable and reverse racist. And leading the charge in this fight is, you guessed it, right-wing media. Yesterday, Fox News mentioned critical race theory more than 100 times before 1 p.m., before 2 p.m., I should say. And then there's Fox's fear-mongering standard bearer, Tuckums, who went full 1984, denouncing what he called the greatest threat to our society.
It's civilization-ending poison. But it's everywhere. How widespread is it? Well, we can't really be sure until we finally get cameras in the classroom as we put them on the chests of police officers.
Civilization-ending poison.
That is Reid, of course, mocking Tucker Carlson. I think she called him Mucker, which is fine. You know, that's the way the game's being played now. You may or may not agree that Tucker is embellishing that point, or you may say, yeah, he's right on. If we don't stop it, it is a poison that could ruin our civilization. I find some humor in the fact that Joy Reid and the rest of those on the state-controlled media side are now counting how many times maybe Fox had reported on CRT before the 2 o'clock hour. My God, have you ever looked at some of those stories when they're pushing the CRT and count how many times they put it on? And, of course, they're saying the right-wing media is stirring up and backing all these parents in a run for the school board. So let me see. We've got QAnon. We've got the Proud Boys also now linked in. We got any other terrorist group along that side. All of them linked in with Christians who simply want to protect their children. Or maybe parents who have no religion in particular, but they do care about their children and what they're being taught. So they are wanting to run for the school board. Is there a problem with that? No, there's no problem with that. That's kind of what they do. If you want to step up and have something happen, how do you think some of the board members got there? Now CRT is a new box of dynamite, and folks are trying to decide, how do we defuse it? Well, maybe we need you on the board so we have better control. That's a good idea. Too many times school board meetings are held without anyone in the audience. They pass things left and right, and only later do you hear what happened because you just didn't get that involved. And for parents already stressed and trying to take care of their kids on a daily basis and a job, and especially if they're a single parent, it's pretty damn difficult for them to stay on top. So all of this, if nothing else, is getting more parents involved in what's happening in their schools. I would say again, that's a good idea. However, again, if you listen to Joy Reid, the right-wing media and the Christians and whites in general have another plan.
So the goal now is to terrify those white voters into voting for a party that is offering nothing on policy. Zip, zero, nothing. By zeroing in on the amygdala of white suburbanites and scaring the hell out of them. That black Americans are conspiring to pollute their precious children's minds with dangerous knowledge and then turn them into woke future Democrats. And in the wake of the disgraced, twice impeached president's defeat, that hysteria over the perceived encroachment of race-conscious education is being exploited by another insidious force. Followers of QAnon, who are now using the battle cry to similarly target school boards, with many who have espoused QAnon's theories now melding their own conspiracies with the lies about critical race theory.
Yeah. As I said, that's the way they're laying the plan out. Yes, you should be worried about your children being pushed into a woke culture. You should. And you should constantly challenge it. In fact, you should sit down with your kids and say, do not judge anyone based on the color of their skin. Don't do that. Start there. Now, if CRT had that as a main principle and went from there, it might have a little bit more acceptance. But it starts with the fact that if you're white, you're an oppressor, and you're guilty, and you should feel guilty. So the parents are beginning to look for ways to, yes, get on school boards, change things. That's part of the democracy. Oh, and Joy Reid says, this is a party that has nothing to run on except race relations and make a scare tactic. This party, if she's speaking about the GOP and conservatives, have a hell of a lot to run on, which we constantly put in their face. One thing, like law and order. Ooh, that's a big one. That's a big one. That's for all those who want to defund police. Oh, now they say they don't. And another thing is, secure and fair elections for everyone. Well, there's another one, but yeah, and even some of those on the left are saying, well, we're not against voter ID. We've never been against it. That's Stacey Abrams in Georgia, the one who got the MLB pulling the All-Star game out of her state because she said that Georgia law that included that, it was just Jim Crow law. And the MLB just sucked it up and said, okay, well, we'll just move the game entirely. Well, now she's not so happy about that, obviously. But then in the midst of Joy Reid and her rant, she brings on, this really pushes the limit of credibility. He is identified as, on the screen, NBC senior reporter, Ben Collins. When you listen to the NBC senior reporter talking about parents and school boards, you don't hear reporting, you hear opinion, which is not reporting. You and I know that, but apparently at NBC, you can be a senior reporter if you can do this. Watch this.
The last year, people have presented basically a laundry list to try to get people on school boards, off school boards. And, you know, at the very beginning of last year, it was about masks generally, mask mandates, getting people riled up about the fact they can't get their kids back to school, or once their kids are back in school, they're going to be wearing masks. And a lot of them were using junk science they found, you know, on Facebook or whatever.
Wait a minute, junk science or whatever? How about Dr. Fake and all his quotes and all the woo WHO statements? And yes, the CDC said just today, returning to in-person learning in schools this fall is a priority, and masks should be worn indoors by all individuals ages 2 and older, if they're not fully vaccinated against coronavirus. Now, again, when they say fully vaccinated, we don't really know what they know. All we know is they're going to tell those kids they're going to have to wear it. So that's junk science, I guess, from the CDC. No, they'll buy that one. But they will put aside a research published in the JAMA Network by scientists stemming from an analysis of children 10 years of age on average. And they found that a lot of these kids, unacceptable carbon dioxide levels just after 3 minutes of wearing a mask. Is that junk science? Well, once again, let's go back to the NBC senior reporter.
the last 3 or 4 months, critical race theory is at this. And a lot of the people who were there for mask stuff then got their, you know, they just added something to it. They added critical race theory stuff to it as well. They were like, hey, if we can get this person off a school board, get one of our own onto this school board, it doesn't really matter to me if we're adding another talk about race to this thing. We really just want the masks over with.
Yeah, yeah. And then he gets into your religion.
Yeah, specifically with QAnon, people find QAnon because they are, you know, they're tied up in specific things like Bible groups, maybe, and they move over from there. And by the way, they borrow nomenclature. For example, the Great Awakening, which is the big QAnon, the next, what a lot of QAnon people thought January 6th was, right? Where everyone would wake up to the fact that there was this cabal of elites and all this stuff. That's not just a QAnon phrase. That's from evangelical Christianity over the last 20, 30 years. They work symbiotically. That doesn't mean evangelical Christians are QAnon people at all. But it does mean that QAnon people use the cloak of evangelical Christianity as a way to try to, you know, mask this as a benevolent movement. But yeah, it's effectively a terror movement. Yeah.
Not even effectively. I mean, according to FBI Director Christopher Wray, it is a domestic terrorist movement, and they are recruiting and radicalizing people, and people need to wake up to it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what people need to wake up to. The New York Times yesterday praising a teacher that was basically pushing, as she called, pornography literacy for first graders. As one said, this is sick. Coming up, Chicago needs help to fight the gangs and guns.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We're learning more about what Mayor Lightfoot asked of President Biden. They talked on the tarmac earlier this week at O'Hare Airport. President Biden was in town to visit Crystal Lake. The president promised to send a strike force to Chicago to crack down on gun trafficking.
My hope and my expectation is that they're going to be coming relatively soon. I've made no secret of the fact that I think this is a matter of incredible urgency. And if I think the president's plan is to make a big difference in localities like Chicago this summer.
While there have been talks about more help, the mayor said she did not ask the president to send federal troops to the city to address the violence. But she agrees something does need to be done soon.
Yeah, soon. In fact, before soon. So Biden is going to send a strike force because Chicago Mayor Lightfoot says that's what we need. So far, as of July 7 this year, Chicago Tribune saying the city of Chicago has had 2,000-plus shooting victims, 2,000-plus, 364 killed in Chicago. And now she said, I need a strike force. And he said, I'll send them in to you. Well, Donald Trump did the same thing, offering federal law enforcement to Chicago and other American cities in July 2020. And the response from Mayor Lori Lightfoot at the time was, no, we don't want your federal troops in here. She was calling them troops. He said, I'm sending law enforcement. The same thing that Biden's going to do right now. Suddenly it's good. You know how that's played. You know exactly how that's played and what's going on with it. By the way, a Chicago alderman, Democrat, Raymond Lopez, says that Lightfoot and the Cook County State's Attorney are just trying to run the clock out. Now, here's what he said. He said, right now, Lightfoot and Kim Foxy, prosecutor, are trying to run out the clock. They've known summer was coming. They said they had a strategy, discussions in place since January this year, but yet, as soon as summer arrives, as soon as Memorial Day happened, they've dropped the ball. They've been dropping the ball every weekend. We've seen violence rise and ratchet up weekend over weekend over weekend. There is no light at the end of the tunnel as long as they are in charge. That's a Democrat alderman in Chicago. In the meantime, Chicago community leaders are stepping forward and basically going around, above, however you want to describe it, the mayor and the prosecutor. They are now sending efforts and pressures to the Illinois governor, say, you need to declare a state of emergency in our city because of gun crimes. And, of course, Lori Lightfoot says all these accusations and blaming me for the spike, and that's just sexism and racism. Every blue-operated city, county, and state is facing these kinds of things because the word has gotten out. You're not going to be necessarily prosecuted, not in Chicago and a lot of these things. You can always plead down. They catch you in a gun crime. You can say, well, I'll take a possession of marijuana, take the gun charge off, and, yeah, we'll help you out. You can attack federal officers. You can try to burn a federal courthouse in Portland, and we'll let it all slide. But if you go inside the Capitol and you rant and rave, and, yes, that was wrong, I'll say it every time, but it doesn't compare throwing Molotov cocktails at law enforcement. As I said, there are cities and states all over the nation that are having to deal with more and more violence. You want another location other than Chicago? All right, let me see. How about this one? Hennepin County. This encompasses Minneapolis, several smaller cities. They've seen a 24% increase in 2020 over 2019 and a sharp rise of 36% from October through December 2020. And the police chief says, it's unlike anything I've ever seen. The Brooklyn Park police chief said, I've never seen the gun violence like this. We need to come together and say, when is enough enough? He said, I literally thought the shootings of those children in Minneapolis could get a different way of thinking. It hasn't. God forbid it could be us. That could happen to any of our cities. And just in Houston yesterday, a boy, I think 17 years of age, who had been on life support, he and his father were leaving, watching a baseball game. The father and a driver of another car got in some kind of altercation, road rage. And I don't know if they're throwing hand signs or whatever, but next thing they know, the one car pulls up and the guy inside fires several shots. One bullet hits the child in the head. He's on life support. And then he passed. Coming up, John Labutiere. You'll like this interview. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
When it comes to insects in the world, we are outnumbered. A University of Nebraska researcher estimates that there are 10 quintillion insects. That's a 10 with 18 zeros behind it. Now you know you need Rodler Pest Solutions. Here's another fact. When one insect gets in your home, more will come and spread and multiply your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom. Call Rodler Pest Solutions immediately. Rodler, family owned and operated for 3 generations. If you've never used Rodler, I encourage you to start now. If you haven't used Rodler recently, do it now. This is the season when the invasion starts. And remember, we're outnumbered. Get help. Call Rodler, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Or check the website, rotler.com, 877-ROTTLER, Rodler Pest Solutions.
Larry Connors USA.
As always, glad to have with us. It's been quite some time, so I'm anxious to get to this interview. This is John Labutiere, former U.S. Congressman from New York, a Reaganite Republican. John, first of all, how are you doing up there with the COVID restrictions being released in your state and city?
I think we're doing pretty well on COVID, Larry. It's been a steady direction of restrictions being lifted. I think there are no restrictions anymore in New York State from the government. There are, you know, companies and stores can say we want you to wear masks, but the states stopped that. I went to a New York Met doubleheader a couple weeks ago, and I was all set with my card, you know, the CDC card to show that I was vaccinated, and they didn't even ask for it.
Oh, didn't they?
And I went in there. No, and they were 40,000 maybe people there, 30,000 maybe, and they didn't have any COVID checking or anything. I was amazed.
Okay. Well, now let me ask you, what is your opinion about going something like that and you have to carry a card and show that you've had the vaccination? Are you in favor of that?
I am.
Okay.
I think it's a good thing. I carry two cards, actually.
Do you carry a card that shows that you don't have any sexually transmitted diseases? I'm just asking. I mean, at what point?
I don't have that one.
Well, I'm not trying to suggest anything. I'm just asking, at what point do you decide, you know, that's really violating my privacy? I understand the overall health concern, but my privacy is also at risk. What's your thought on that?
Well, okay, that is a question that should always be asked about everything we do as a government and as a people. And you raise a good analogy. An STD card, if there were one. If I get on a subway or an airplane and I have an STD, it is not going to infect anybody else unless I have sex with them. But if I have COVID, it could infect everybody on that airplane, everybody I come in contact with. It is a different type of transmissible disease. And, you know, STDs are terrible. They have not closed the world down. But this thing has.
Yeah.
This thing has shut the world economy down, and we have to fight it. And frankly, you know, I'm a conservative. I don't like the government telling people what to do. But there are certain things that the government has the right to tell people to do. One is register for the draft, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, a lot of boys
Another
don't know
is
that.
Yep. Pay taxes, yep. whether you like it or not.
Well,
certain parts of being an American citizen that require proper behavior.
Okay, and I want to move to other topics.
I think carrying a vaccination card is one of them.
Okay.
I think getting vaccinated is a sign of being a good citizen.
All right, one other thing, I'm going to move on to the subject, but just to clarify, because I know I'll hear from some members of the audience, you're right about STD is sexually transmitted, but it can spread through other intimate physical contact. So if they're in the restroom and use a plain restroom, I'm just saying there could be matter left behind. Now, on to another subject. Your New York City mayor's race, chaos continues, and now they've finally got a Democrat opponent selected for Curtis Sliwa. Do you like this guy?
Well, I'm a friend of Curtis.
I know you're a friend of Curtis. What about the Democrat, the former police captain?
Eric Adams.
Right.
So, to me, Eric Adams, actually, on paper, is a pretty good candidate. He's a black former police officer who is the Brooklyn Borough president. So he's a cop. He is the right type of political figure to police the cops without defunding them and all that stuff, because he's been in there. He was, I think, 22 years in the New York City Police Department.
Yeah, he said, look to me, I'm the new face of the Democrat Party. In other words, I stand with law enforcement.
That's right. I think that he is the right guy, and I think he's the right guy for New York City with what we're going through. I think the system worked in picking him. It picked the right guy for the right place, right person for the right place.
I've been thinking, too, and you know Curtis Sliwa, and I'd like to have more detailed discussion on that at some point, but I'm thinking I'm drawing a blank on his name. We just talked about the Democrat. If he wins, which
Eric Adams.
Eric Adams, thank you. I kept on saying another name. Erica. If more than likely he's going to win, wouldn't it be great if he'd invite Curtis in, say, hey, you know how to help deal with crime in the street, help us put a task force together? I mean, wouldn't that sound like a good coalition?
It would be. Now, I'll tell you, if one of the other candidates had won the Democratic nomination, especially Maya Wiley, who not only wanted to defund the police, but fire a lot of policemen and scale the thing back. I think Curtis Sliwa would have had a shot against her because, you know, Curtis is law and order.
Yeah.
And I think Eric Adams is the worst opponent for Curtis. There's no need for the guardian angel moniker to take over, because under Eric Adams, I think the New York City police, the police department will be okay.
Well, I hope so.
For
that city and other cities that are shouting for defunding police. What's your take on Tucker Carlson and the NSA intercepting his emails and supposedly with the intent to discredit him and get him off the air?
Well, I'm glad you put the word supposedly in, because they've denied it.
Well, that's his allegation, but they didn't deny it fully. They just said, we don't do that. He's not a target of investigation. But I've had other experts say, well, you, John, might be talking to me, and I'm a target, and they hear our conversation, so now you're pulled into it. But your name should never be unmasked and made public. That's the other key.
Right, and a whistleblower allegedly called Tucker and told him that he was under surveillance by the NSA, and that's why he said it publicly. You know, we don't know who the whistleblower is. We don't know if he or she is credible. We don't really know anything other than what Tucker Carlson has said. Plus, you're right, the written denial from the NSA. I am a skeptic about our intelligence community. I don't trust them. I've had a lot of dealings with them on the issue of the American POWs left behind alive in Vietnam at the end of the war. I've dealt with the NSA, the CIA, the DIA, and I have had some horrible encounters with those people. So I know a lot of them wear the uniform or have a badge, and we're brought up to believe, you know, that these people are honorable public servants, et cetera. Most of them probably are, but there are big abuses that go on there. And
unmasking, being one of them. And you had to have...
No, unmasking is a legal process. That is not a bad thing.
Well, it has, but it was done during the Obama years simply because a request was put into Susan Rice and others. And that's the question as to how Tucker's name got out this time. One other question I want to get into, especially since we just came through July 4th. New York Times column and others saying that the U.S. American flag is divisive.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
No, I can't, but that's where
we
are.
It's beyond belief, the stuff that these guys come up with. I mean, the idea that thing's divisive is just insane. And I, you know, when I was a kid and I was still in college and graduate school, I wrote a book called Harvard Hates America, which you often nicely mention.
Yes, sir.
And Harvard Hates America came out in 1978, so it's 43 years ago this October. And, man, was I ahead of my time by accident, I guess, because I saw this exact attitude at Harvard, that the Harvard liberals, the faculty, all these idiots, they have disdain for American values, the American flag, the American uniform. For decades, Harvard would not allow ROTC on the Harvard campus. And they made the Harvard kids who wanted to be in ROTC, they had to go over to MIT to drill and be in it. And they wouldn't allow your graduation picture in the Harvard yearbook to be taken in an ROTC, you know, military uniform. That's how much they hate traditional American values. And that has permeated all over academia and liberalism in this country.
Which brings us to
crazy.
Which brings us in our last minute here to CRT, critical race theory,
being
pushed into school districts and so forth.
Well, I think, first of all, I don't mind the history of race relations in America being taught.
Right.
I think it's part of our history,
right.
Obviously.
I agree.
I don't like the slant of critical race theory, the blaming whites for everything, and that all whites are responsible for the bad things that have gone on. And certainly whatever has gone on, it's not you and me that caused it. It's many generations ago did horrible discrimination, obviously beginning with slavery and even thereafter. But we're not, you and I didn't do it. Your listeners didn't do it. And I don't think our children should be, in effect, indoctrinated into thinking white people are inherently bad.
I had the same.
That's what CRT is.
And my another analogy I put into it, are you going to go to a three-year-old Japanese girl and blame her for Pearl Harbor? I mean, where do you draw the line? And
it's just crazy. And this is what's happened in education in my lifetime. It has gone from educating kids to indoctrinating
big
them.
Big difference. Yep.
Yeah, big difference. Teaching how to think is one thing. Teaching what to think is something totally different.
John, as always, I appreciate it. And folks, again, that book that was well ahead of its time, Harvard Hates America. John LeBoutier, as always, we appreciate you joining us, sir.
Thank you, Larry. It's fun. Talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir, we will. John LeBoutier. Okay. Coming up, the MLB game, All-Star game, of course, would be played in Atlanta, Georgia, but it's not, and yet the governor of Georgia taking an opportunity to use it as a political platform, the fact that it got moved on false stories about the new Georgia election laws. That in response to our captain saluting the flag and Twitter saying that's offensive. Coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
If you want great Italian food, there's only one choice. Well, wait a minute. There are really three choices, but all of them are Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now the streets of St. Charles. Visit any of them. Visit all of them. Cafe Napoli, family owned since 1989. Cafe Napoli sponsors this next segment.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This week, we should be celebrating baseball. Instead, Stacey Abrams and the liberal mob forced the All-Star game to move, despite the fact that we made it easier to vote and harder to cheat. They'll put their political agenda ahead of jobs, small business, even the truth. Here's my commitment. Secure, accessible, and fair elections will always remain the foundation of who we are as a state. And I'm not backing down from this fight. Let's go Braves.
Well, there you have it. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, targeting Stacey Abrams and other prominent Democrats in that new ad campaign. It's airing today. The All-Star game rolling out, of course, and that was going to be in Atlanta, remember? But because the Democrats complained that the new election law passed in Atlanta was bad and nasty, well, they did not want to let it happen there. And they raised so much noise with corporate America that this you got to do something to punish Georgia. And Coca-Cola, based in Atlanta, and Delta Airlines, they all said, oh, this is wrong, it's wrong. And the MLB, apparently the commissioner meeting with Stacey Abrams, and I think Al Sharpton came in, and who knows who else. Oh, I know, Senator Warnock, they all were saying how bad this was. The MLB never really looked at the law. They just listened to them, and the commissioner made his own decision, just saying, okay, we'll just move it. Take it right out of Atlanta and put it into the heart of another black community that will really help them. No, they didn't do that. They went to Denver. Predominantly white. Hopefully there will be some minority businesses get some benefit, but not like they would have in Georgia if it stayed there. And all of those Georgia businesses, especially minority businesses and minority workers who were looking for an opportunity to make some money, just lost it. Just lost it because they moved the game. Sometimes payback is hell. And yeah, it was very clear from Stacey Abrams once MLB announced the decision, I mean almost immediately after the commissioner pulled the All-Star game, citing problems with the Georgia GOP-backed law that would limit voter access, which is a lie. Shortly after the MLB announced this decision, Stacey Abrams, who still thinks she's the governor of Georgia and says she got cheated out of her election. Now, that sounds like a conspiracy theory, wouldn't you think? Unless you're a Democrat. That's a fact. It's not a theory. But she said almost immediately after MLB said we're moving in the game, she said, I'm disappointed. Well, you made it happen. You did it. You fired the shot. You got them all to buy into the fact that this voter ID law was going to be bad. And now the woman has done a 180, like many other Democrats, suddenly saying, we've never been against voter ID. We've had it forever. We're all in favor of it. Right. Right. They are in favor of it. That's what they want to tell you. Well, let's do something in a to celebrate something. Let's celebrate someone who accomplished something really big. The Scripps National Spelling Bee just wrapped up. It actually got canceled last year due to COVID. So this time they kind of had to do it a little bit by virtual. And a 14-year-old from Harvey, Louisiana is the winner.
Now, Zaila Avant-Garde, if you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the 2021 National Scripps National Spelling Bee champion. The word is Murria. It's a genus of tropical Asiatic and Australian trees having pinnate leaves and flowers with imbricated petals. Murria.
Tells you she's on the right track, though.
Wait, what is the spelling origin?
It's formed in Latin from a Swedish name.
Murria. M-U-R-R-A-Y-A.
That is correct!
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. Yeah, they did hold this in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. As I said, they thought they were going to have to do it viral, but they did it. You can hear the crowd. You need to know something about this young 14-year-old. First of all, she is the first African-American winner in the 96-year history of the spelling bee. So that's outstanding. She said spelling is a side hobby. Really side, but she still practices 7 hours a day. That's a side hobby? This young lady, 14 years of age, she's also a basketball standout. In fact, she hopes someday to play in the WNBA. In fact, she already holds 3 Guinness World Records for dribbling multiple balls simultaneously. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Zaila Avant-Garde from Harvey, Louisiana, 14 years of age, the first African-American winner in the 96-year history of the spelling bee. Congratulations. And yes, a trip to Disney World. Why not? Congratulations to her. Coming up in the next hour, the fall from grace of Michael Avenatti and all those who contributed to building him up and now are silent. Also, there's a reason for me to go back and replay the Obama interview I had with the president back in 2013. And we're going to talk about the captain who got criticized by Twitter because he was saluting the flag. And your responses coming up.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.